Mark chapter 7. Then the Pharisees gathered round him, as did some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem. And seeing some of his disciples with unclean hands, that is, unwashed, eating bread, they found fault. For neither the Pharisees nor any Jews eat unless they have washed their hands with the fist, holding to the tradition of the elders, and on return from the market, unless they dip themselves, they do not eat. And there are many other things which they have received to keep to, washings of chalices, and pots, and copper vessels, and beds. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? To which he answered and said to them, Isaiah prophesied well about you, you hypocrites, as it stands written, This people honours me with their lips, but their heart is far removed from me, and they worship me vainly, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. For having abandoned the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men, washings of pots and chalices, and you do many other similar things. And he said to them, How finely you set aside the commandment of God, so as to keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honour your father and your mother, and he who speaks ill of his father or mother must certainly die. But you approve if a man says to his father or mother, What you might have been benefited by from me is korban, which means a gift offering. And you don't permit him to do anything any more for his father or his mother. So you invalidate the word of God by your tradition which you have handed down. And you do many similar things. Then, when he had called all the crowd to himself, he said to them, Listen to me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing on the outside of man which can defile him, if it goes into him, but it is the things that come out of him. Those are the things which defile man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Then when he went into a house away from the crowd, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, Are you also witless in this way? Do you not understand that nothing from outside which goes into a man can defile him? Because it does not go into his heart, but into his belly, and it goes out into the latrine, a system which makes all foodstuffs clean. And he said, Now what comes out of a man, that is what defiles man. For from inside, out of the heart of men, come ill-natured disputes, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, frauds, wicked acts, deceit, licentiousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, arrogance, foolishness. All these wicked things come out from the inside and defile man. Then he got up and departed from there to the regions between Tyre and Sidon, and he went into a house, not wanting anyone to know, but he could not escape notice. For a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an unclean spirit had heard about him, and she came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, a Syro-Phoenician by race, and she asked him to cast out the demon from her daughter. But Jesus said to her, Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Then she answered and said to him, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs. Then he said to her, You may go because of that remark. The demon has gone out of your daughter. And she went off to her house, and she found that the demon had come out, and that her daughter had been laid on a bed. And again he left the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and came to the Sea of Galilee, in the middle of the districts of Decapolis. And they brought him a man deaf and hardly able to speak, and they pleaded with him to put his hand on him. Then he took him away from the crowd privately, and put his fingers in his ears, and spat and touched his tongue. And he looked up to heaven, and he sighed, and said to him, Ephphatha, which means, Be opened. And immediately his sense of hearing was opened, and the impediment of his tongue was released, and he spoke properly. Then he commanded them not to tell anyone. But the more he commanded them, the more profusely they publicized it. And they were astounded in the extreme, and they said, "He has done everything well. He enables both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak."